Welcome back. This is Shlomo Schwartz. We are learning Mishnayos Masechta Makos, and we are up to Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches. Mishnah continues, Rotzeach Shegola Le'ir Miklotai. A Rotzeach that went into exile to Ari Miklot, Ratzu Anshei Ho'ir L'chabdai, and the people of the city wanted to show him respect. So the Mishnah tells us, Yomer Lahem, he has to tell them, he has to notify them, Rotzeach Ani, I am a murderer. He has to let them know that something terrible happened, even though it was B'shogeg, through him, and that he is depressed and unhappy about it. Omer Lo, if they continue to tell him, Afal Pi Kein, even so, we still want to show you respect. Yikabel Mehem, he should accept it. First time he should reject, second time he should accept. Shenemar, the Mishnah says, the reason being, because it says, V'zed Dvar HaRetzeach. Pasuk says, these are the words of the Retzeach. Actually, not words, it says Dvar, singular, word. So the Retzeach can respond once, but not twice. So he could accept if they insist. Malim Hoyu Socher LeLevim. Mishnah tells us that we know that there were 42 Ori Levim that served as Ori Miklot, and then there were 6 specially designated Ori Miklot. If the Gola is staying in one of the 42 Ori HaLevim, he actually has to pay the landlord rent for his stay. Malam Hayu Socher LaLevim. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says, Lo Hayu Malam Lahem Socher. He says no, that they did not have to pay the if they stayed in the one of the 42 Ori HaLevim, they did not have to pay rent. The halacha is not like Rabbi Meir. The whole discussion, the whole machlokas here is whether they have to pay by the 42 Ari Halavim. Everybody agrees that by the 6 Ari Miklot, they do not have to, the Gola does not have to pay rent. And the Mishnah tells you that upon completion of the Golas and Ari Miklot, meaning when the Kohen Gadol passes on, the Chozer Lishrora, the Gola goes back to his place and his position. So if he was in a position of leadership, he goes back to that position, Shahoyuba, that he had before. Divrei Reb Meir, these are the words of Reb Meir. Rabbi Huda says, Lahoya Chozer Lishrora Shahoyuba, that did not return to the position of importance, and he darshans it from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Veshav el Mashpachto Ve'elachuzas Avosav Yashuv, and the darshan that he only goes back to his family, but not to any position of leadership. Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan and Rabbi Meir, and we do not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, we paskin like Rabbi Meir. We are now up to Perek Gimel. Perek Gimel is called Elohim Alokin. Just a brief introduction. This Perek deals primarily, as the opening implies, with different cases of Malkus, lashes. The Rabbi Kahati actually identifies that there are 3 categories of Malkus. There are those that who violate a negative transgression, a lo sase, for which the punishment is karis, and there is no mises bezdin. There's a second category where a person violates a lo sase, where there is also a mises bezdin in addition. Then there's a third category where somebody is over in a lo sase, sheyesh bo maisa, for example, eating milk and meat. Each of these 3 categories, he explains, there are 21 of the first categories of Malkus, where there's Karis in addition to Malkus. There is 18 of the second category, where there's no Karis, but there's Mises Bezdin. And there's 168 of the third category, where there is no Karis or Mises Bezdin, but there is Malkus in any case. And in total, there are 208 cases of Malkus. Our Perek is not going to list a complete listing, but chose select cases, in some cases because of a certain chiddush, to identify these cases of Malkus. Ve'elohin alokin. These are receive the punishment of Malkus. The first case is a case of arayus, adultery, to forbidden relatives. Habo alachoso, somebody has relations with a sister, alachos aviv, an aunt from the father's side, alachos imai, an aunt from the mother's side, alachos ishtai, and a sister-in-law, val eshes ochiv, and the wife of his brother is also a sister-in-law. Balesha Sachi Aviv, and the wife of his uncle, Valhanida and Ananida. Mishnah also says, Almana l'kayin gadol, an almana, a kayin gadol who marries an almana, or a grusha v'chalutza l'kayin hedyid, or a kayin hedyid who marries a grusha or a chalutza. Additionally, a mamzeres or nesina, a mamzeres or a nesina, who is from the Givonim, which was assured to Klal Yisrael from the pasuk of Lotus Chat and Bam. In these cases, if somebody marries them, they would get Malkus. Bas Yisrael, a Bas Yisrael, the Nasin or the Mamzer, the reverse, the female marries at a Nasin or Mamzer, is also Chayav Malkus. Almana or Grusha, an Almana who happens also to be a Grusha, she was an Almana and then became a Grusha from his second marriage, Chayavin Aleha Mishum Shnei Shemas. There would be a double malchus because there are two separate azharas, two separate warnings, two separate lavim. So the Kohen would get, Kohen Gadol here would get a double malchus. And the next case is Gerusha v'chalutza, Eina Chayav El Mishum El Mishem Echad Bovad, because there's only one pasuk beferish that gives us a warning for a grusha, and the chalutza is learnt out from a ribui. It's not beferish in the pasuk, so there's only one pasuk, and therefore there was only one malchus in this case. This we end Perek Shlishi Mishnah Aleph, and we will continue next time with Mishnah Beis.